You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, traveling in Jacksonville for the day. Started out in Litchfield in the morning with Farm Credit Illinois. We're now joined by Mike Tenera. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. I was a little worried that I might have some problems getting around today. However, not bad at all, at least the travel this morning from Litchfield to Jacksonville, other than a little fog as we got to the west of Springfield. Looks like, though, there's snow in the forecast over the weekend again, a bit like last weekend. Can you tell me about that to begin with?
Well, it does look like a fairly significant system is going to move through tomorrow night and Saturday. Snowfall totals on the low end would be in the 3-inch range, but on the high end, around 9, maybe 10 inches of snow, depending on exactly where the system goes. At this point, it appears that the best chances for heavy totals like that will be just to the north of Champaign-Urbana and then stretching on to the east through Indiana and Ohio. That also does include the Chicago area simply because of expectations of a lake effect snow band to form Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. So a fairly significant winter storm is forthcoming to a big chunk of the Corn Belt. This isn't going to be the end-all storm by any means, but 3 to 6 inches across a pretty wide area, locally higher totals, throw in some wind, and you have some travel problems.
And then we better turn our attention to South America and go through the weather forecast for both Argentina. Maybe we can start there. It has been wet, and then move up to Brazil.
It has been very wet in Argentina with a lot of rain over the last 4 to 8 weeks. It is raining there even as we speak, but only in the northern growing regions. The good news for Argentina is that it does dry out here through Tuesday with no more rain in the forecast once they get beyond this afternoon. The bad news, though, for Argentina is that more rain is on the way. We can see that a similar pattern is going to resume Wednesday and Thursday of next week and then continue into the end of the month. So more heavy rains are coming up for Argentina. To this point, the rains have been spread out just enough to prevent flooding becoming more significant, but it can't keep raining like this. At some point, it will become notable, and that is a small possibility here toward the end of the month.
And then as you make your way northward, there had been some sporadic dry spots, but maybe you start in the southern parts of Brazil and make your way through those growing regions, please.
Well, all the growing areas were looking pretty dry a couple of weeks ago. Since then, the southern areas have seen some pretty decent rainfall, and that also includes the nearby areas of Paraguay. That's about a third of the corn and the soybean crop. So that southern third is now looking okay because we did see some pretty good rain over the last couple of weeks. To the north, it hasn't rained very much at all. And even though there have been a few storms around here and there over the last week or so, it's extremely dry in these central growing areas. If you look at their first crop corn production in the north and the central areas, about 95% of that crop, the corn crop, was drier than normal. 95% of the second crop corn was also drier than normal, and about 90% of that soybean crop. This is mainly in the regions of Goiás, Mato Grosso, and Minas Gerais, which many of you probably know is one of the key growing areas of Brazil. It does turn a little bit wetter there over the next week or so as the cool front moves through, but we need big rains and we need them fast. And even though there is some rain coming up, it's unlikely to significantly dent what can easily be called a drought at this point in time.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much. Mike Tenera, of course, is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. That's this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.